Outcome 2.6 says, demonstrate compassion, welcome, and forgiveness in all relationships, including relationships with people who have special needs. In this session, we will define what we mean by people with special needs, and then we will discuss compassion. In part 2, next time, we will deal with welcome and forgiveness. For your Bible reading, please read the references in your notes. Special needs include 1. Physical, muscular dystrophy, multiple sclerosis, chronic asthma, epilepsy, etc. 2. Developmental, Down syndrome, autism, dyslexia, processing disorders. 3. Behavioral or emotional. Here we find ADD, bipolar, oppositional defiance disorder, etc. And fourthly, sensory impaired, the blind, visually impaired, deaf, limited hearing. Ask your students whether they have any people with these needs in their community and how they treat them. The first characteristic is compassion. In an article entitled What the Bible Says About Compassion, Compassion International says, compassion alludes to kindness and sympathy, but there is something deeper, something even more profoundly powerful in its meaning. The origin of the word helps us grasp the true breadth and significance of compassion. In Latin, compati means suffer with. Compassion means someone else's heartbreak becomes your heartbreak. Another's suffering becomes your suffering. True compassion changes the way we live. The author reminds us that the Bible is filled with stories of compassion and with compassionate Bible characters, especially Jesus. He says, these examples of compassion are a call and challenge to the followers of Jesus. They speak of a God who has compassion for Israel. They tell of a Savior who suffers for the world. And they ask us to live and act compassionately. He then provides a very comprehensive list of Bible verses which show how God and Jesus displayed compassion and how we ought to do the same. In each category, I've listed just 2 of his examples, but you're encouraged to read all of the others to your students and to discuss how they may demonstrate compassion to everyone in their congregation. Firstly, a compassionate God. Isaiah 30 verse 18 says, yet the Lord longs to be gracious to you. Therefore, he will rise up to show you compassion. For the Lord is a God of justice. Blessed are all who wait for him. And Exodus 33:19 reads, and the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. Second, a compassionate Savior. When Jesus heard what had happened, he withdrew by boat privately to a solitary place. Hearing of this, the crowds followed him on foot from the towns. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick. That's in Matthew 14:13-14. And in 20:30-34, we read, two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. Jesus stopped and called them. What do you want me to do for you? He asked. Lord, they answered, we want our sight. Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes. Immediately they received their sight and followed him. And thirdly, a compassionate people. Psalm 112, verses 3 to 5. Even in darkness, light dawns for the upright, for those who are gracious and compassionate and righteous. And Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Next week, we will discuss welcome and forgiveness.